Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today. This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
Hello, everyone. Good morning and welcome in. It is the Saturday show right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'll tell you that it is hot outside, but that is nothing new here in the Valley of the Sun. The Diamondbacks, a little bit lighter at first base. That is not an obesity joke directed at Josh Naylor, but you're going to see these teams decide whether they want to compete or whether they want to retreat. And I think the Diamondbacks on Thursday started kind of waving the white flag on this season. Josh Naylor, I mean, if you're going to get anything for him, you have to do it before the trade deadline because he's an expiring contract. Eugenio Suarez is an expiring contract. I don't know what you're looking at with Kansas City or Colorado, or if there's anybody worth moving to get anything back, Shane. But, you know, Royals fan, Rockies enthusiast at best. You know, what's your thoughts on player movement in the middle of the summer here?
Yeah, the Royals have some arms that are also coming up on expiring contracts that they probably will not be able to keep in free agency, especially Seth Lugo. Rockies, the rumors are that they have Ryan McMahon available and a couple of relievers. But the Rockies and the Royals are very drastic in their differences. Royals know what they can do in trading people as assets. The Rockies, for some reason, always love to hold on to people. So it'll be a very interesting dynamic on the way these two front offices handle things. And I would love for them to hold on to Seth Lugo and re-sign him, but knowing the Chiefs in their market, or the Royals, I'm sorry, in their market, they probably will get some value from him and move on to a younger contract and a younger player.
You know, once upon a time, I worked with somebody in this space that was from Missouri, and he talked about the Royals' only responsibility, and I think this is back in, like, 2014. Royals' only responsibility is to get you to Chiefs training camp, and they've done just that once again. It's been entertaining. It hasn't been great, but that's a good tagline for our show. Entertaining, but not great. It's the Saturday show. Shane is with me. I'm Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. It is the Saturday show. I almost forgot the name of the show. I'm sitting here on a Saturday morning shooting the breeze into the microphone. I got Shane Caney with me, of course, from Colorado. It's Saturday morning. We have the most uncreative name in radio, and I'll be completely honest with you folks. I like it that way. I prefer it that way because I like being a little bit different. You know what? I see these posts. I see these posts from 92.3 The Fan back in Cleveland on my social media feeds all the time, and it's... I mean, they post 9 videos sometimes from a 3 or 4 hour show. So, I mean, you get most of the show if you just follow on Facebook, and then you really don't get the ads. But at the same time, why? Why would you want to do that? Why? You know, I stopped listening to local radio, and I realize that I'm butchering my own medium here, but nobody wants to watch or talk about... Or, you know, nobody wants to watch or get a buzz going about two white guys just going through monotonous things, especially in the local space. I don't know how much they badger you up there in Colorado with Denver Broncos talk, but back in Cleveland, I mean in Arizona, you know, they've got some interesting things with the Suns going on here. And the, you know, all kinds of news surrounding the Diamondbacks. I mean, they went from looking like they could, you know, maybe surprise some people in the West to falling back to the medium, and not to the median, but the medium, as far as media market teams and talent that surrounds them. And much like the Cleveland Guardians, you know, they're hovering around 500. That's not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it in the American League Central. It's not going to cut it in the NL West. I don't know how much the Cubs and Brewers would have to sabotage themselves to fall to, you know, to that level. But if you're playing 500 baseball, you are not part of contention this year. Is that a fair thing to say?
I think it absolutely is a fair thing to say, and we talked about it off air, but the dynamic, especially when we talk about the AL Central with the Guardians for you, the Royals for me, last year 500 being around that area at this time was exciting. There were a lot of teams that were middling, as we would say, with the medium and medium market team, and the median is in 500. And now this year the Tigers have taken that step forward, and I think that Twins took a step back. Royals probably took a little step back, but they don't have the White Sox to just beat up on. And they have, even when the White Sox aren't excellent, the Tigers are. So there aren't automatic wins that are there or simpler wins that are there. And now that 500 mark, although it does allow me as a fan in a completely different media market to really feel like they're at least trying and they're putting something together, and I can see where it's going when it comes to the Royals. And the Rockies, you talk about orange and blue is the – they actually have a station that's called the Orange and Blue Station because they talk about the Broncos so much. It's been an interesting topic. It's so bad. They are talking about the Rockies in the local media market because they are shooting around the worst record in Major League Baseball history. And there's some things going on with ownership or their brothers, and they're talking about where that'll move forward and whether the general manager moves forward and what their investment would look like. But yeah, I think that when you talk about baseball is the sport that's happening right now, I think that there is the cream of the crop and there's the middle and the lower. The only thing that's changed, well, a lot of things have changed, but something that has changed across baseball is your wild card has opened up. So a lot of teams that in previous seasons were middling teams near 500, they would be sellers and the trade market would be way more exciting. And those teams see the horizon, and aren't willing to come off of players as readily as they used to.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. And so we talked. You know, you talked about Seth Lugo. You talked about Ryan McMahon. I think that, you know, Cleveland has kind of run out of guys to move on from. You know, Bieber would be an obvious choice. Bieber would have been an obvious choice last year, but Bieber's health didn't really comply with the Indians cashing in on his value. They brought him back. He's going to have about a half a season. He had a rehab start at Class A Lake County, which is where I spent a good chunk of my childhood years, just outside of Cleveland there. But yeah, it's to the point where Detroit's run away with that division so bad. Yeah. And I think that the only reason Cleveland's really hanging on in the wild card race here is because it's, you know, there's just not that many good teams in the American League. I still think that, you know, you could pretty quickly dismiss, you know, as I look at it, you know, you could pretty quickly dismiss, I think, everybody after the Rays. I think that that's probably, you know, at best, you know, we're five deep outside of the division champions that are that are hanging around, and it's a game and a half, and it's, you know, it's basically the beginning of August, Shane. But my feeling on it is, if you are 500 or worse through 100 games in the season, and everybody's at like 105, 106 right now, I think that when you're at that point in the season, you have a good enough sample size to know that mortgaging your future to bring somebody in now isn't going to put you over the top. Even if you squeak into the playoffs, you're not winning the World Series. And I think that that's the view that the Arizona Diamondbacks have when it comes to moving on from Josh Naylor. Kel Marte's contract's a little bit difficult to move. Eugenio Suarez probably will not be on that roster on August 1st. And it's a sad point because it's hard to sell tickets after that. It's kind of like turning half of the league into, you know, on the back half of the league on the back half of the season experiences what Rockies fans are dealing with on opening day, which is not being anywhere near the hunt.
Everybody else gets to experience what Colorado has felt for the past 15 years. An aspect of that that is coming to light here in Colorado, which I would love to get your opinion on before we hit the break, is the owners of the Rockies, of course, want there to be a hard salary cap. I think the NBA right now is going through some things with their apron, which basically is a hard cap, that there is going to be some changes in stars moving on to other teams that are in smaller markets. Or if a player does want to be in a big market, they're going to have to take a pay cut. What is your opinion? That do you think that the way it's constructed with this salary cap or no salary cap in Major League Baseball affects half of the league in trying to move on and get younger and bring in young players to try to improve in future years?
What concessions does the league have to give up for these guys to take on a social cap? A socialism cap, but a salary cap. And I like that baseball is the only remaining. I don't know how soccer works overseas, so let me omit that from the spectrum here. But I really feel like baseball is the only fair market in all of North American sports. Everybody else has a salary cap. And how do you put the toothpaste back in the tube? Because teams are going to go overpaying Luis Soto or Juan Soto. Luis Soto would be a bad choice in 2025. They're over with Bryce Harper. They're over with Mike Trout. There's just so many of these contracts that are so exorbitant that you cannot implement a salary cap without grandfathering all these players in. And what's going to happen if that grandfather rule, it comes into effect? Everybody's going to sign long-term contracts for nine figures before that cap gets implemented, and they're going to get away with it. All right, we'll be right back. It's Shane's turn to talk on the Saturday show. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Welcome back to the Saturday show. This is Shane Koenig from Denver, Colorado. I always love jumping on the show and getting to talk about sports with my guy, Jeff Rich, who is in Arizona. I said it in an earlier segment. I have a life of two daughters and a wife, and they don't care about my sports challenges. And Jeff talked about it off air that some of his friends have moved away from watching sports at the level that they used to when they have kids. I have done that as well, but I still like my children to be involved and know what's going on and see if that's something they care about. Something that is going on right now, the NBA. I'm usually the NBA guy. There's not a whole lot of NBA going on. There's some old guys that went to some teams, and Damian Lillard's injured and is with the Blazers, and the LA Clippers raised their average age by 5 years by trading away Norman Powell and bringing in Bradley Beal. But baseball is something that I had not viewed in a while on a regular basis. The Royals have caught me, brought me back. And when you get on this show and you start talking to Jeff Rich and you don't watch baseball, you just feel a little bit lost. I think that it has been an interesting season, especially in the AL Central, where Jeff and I have teams that we cheered for. He's also a Diamondbacks viewer as well. And the dynamic of the Tigers taking the AL Central by storm compared to last year, where they're all kind of tooth and nail and fighting to the postseason, has changed my perspective on what else is going on in Major League Baseball. The big stories that we, Jeff and I, don't want to cover, but I'll talk about it here in a second, is your coastal teams. You're usually your Red Sox and your Yankees leading the viewership of the United States because they're on the big networks. But the Toronto Blue Jays are in the AL East and leading. And then when you go to the West, the usual fighting Houston Astros, and the Rangers are coming around as well. They started off a little bit slow. It's a very interesting dynamic of where the AL is going to be. I think that the Tigers have a great opportunity to represent the AL going into the halfway mark, going into the postseason. They have the pitching to do it. They have the young talent that's going to go into the postseason. But I think that the Boston Red Sox have gotten some addition by subtraction as well. Jeff Rich, how you see it? How do you see this playing out from the middle of a very long season all the way to the end, where we talked about it, when you're at 500 or below, it's tough to get into the postseason. Those teams we kind of talked about are well above that mark, and I'm looking for our middle states, our flyover states, the Tigers representing, and see what they can do against these coastal teams.
How about Tigers Brewers? I think that I could sell that. I think, yeah, I could sell that to the whole country. That is two fabulous pitching staffs. It's two teams that they put the ball in play. They're built relatively organically. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't think there's any deferred money. It's possible the Tigers are still paying Miguel Cabrera, but they knew what they were going to. You know, Illich knew what he was getting the Tigers into when he chased after it at the end of his life, and unfortunately, unfortunately for the Detroit faithful and the Illich family, they were not able to pull it off. They ran into a couple of buzzsaws. They caught a card, and this is why baseball is so unpredictable, because. Yeah, Detroit's last two World Series, right? They played the Giants, and they played the Cardinals back in 2006.
Yep.
And they ran into a team that was barely over 500, as we talk about 500 not cutting the mustard this year. You know, they played a team that was just over 500. You know, the 2003 Cubs that every Cub fan said it was never going to happen because of how Game 6 and 7 against the Florida Marlins at Wrigley Field went in the NLCS back then. You know, there are teams that just emerge, but, you know, that Cubs team won 88 games. You know, and I've been on the other side of it. I think that Cleveland has had the best record in all of baseball, or have had home field advantage throughout the American League playoffs, including in 2016. They had it all through, you know, throughout. They were the home team in Game 1 and 2 of the World Series. They had Game 7 at home, which, you know, they lost in extra innings, which is wild because I always, you know, even before the Manfred man, I always think that the home team has such a driven advantage in extra innings. Like, you know, they say you got to play for two now as the visiting team. Back then, I think that once you got to the 10th, you were always playing to at least score in the top of the 10th to avoid one swing beating you. Or, absolutely. you know, a bloop and a bloop and a blast, you know, scores two. So even if you do take that one run lead, you still run that risk. And baseball is super unpredictable. So, you know, maybe I say the Red Sox go to the World Series. You know, they were pretty hot going to the break. They, you know, took a drastic tumble back down to earth. In fact, the Tigers. You know, the Tigers are really cold right now.
They're struggling.
So, I don't think that they're going to cool down enough for Cleveland or Kansas City to catch them. But they, you know, the Yankees have done this. The Dodgers have done this. Yankees haven't won a World Series in 16 years. You know, Dodgers are the reigning champions. But, you know, we've seen, you know, we saw the Dodgers, I think, become the only team with two 10-game winning streaks and a 10-game losing streak in the same season.
Yep.
I think that was 2 years ago when the Diamondbacks eliminated them and the Rangers went on to win the World Series. And the Texas Rangers. I mean, Adolis Garcia goes on that run. It's not a regular thing for him. You know, he's, you know, I think they're ready to move on from him in Texas already. You know, and that's how here today, gone tomorrow baseball can be and how tight your windows can be. I mean, you know, take me back, Shane. 2014, who was it, Lincecum or Baumgartner?
Yep, Baumgartner.
Beats you in seven, right?
Mows down an entire Kansas City team in multiple games. One of the better postseasons in pitching history, and the Royals looked like they were going to be the young, hungry team. Gangbusters, could produce runs in any way, shape, or form, and Madison Bumgarner said, hold my beer, and silenced their bats. I think that baseball is one of those sports for me that the postseasons are always ramped up, but when you go from such a long season to the finite, super tight margins that happen in postseason in baseball, it has me hooked every single year, whether I've watched the Royals or the Rockies or nobody at all. I really enjoy postseason baseball because, like you said, the unpredictability makes it entertaining. I know that I think it was Buster Posey said, if you're watching a baseball game, there is a chance that you're going to see something you've never seen before in one of the longest American sports, because there's so many interactions, there's so many records, there's so many little tweaks to every single at-bat that you could see something you've never seen before. And then when you get into the postseason, you can see a Madison Bumgarner be that oak that just keeps mowing down an entire roster. You can see pitchers that come out of nowhere but step up in the postseason. You can see the way a team goes from, hey, the Royals had this happen when they did win, and even when they lost, they put their entire team structure behind an amazing bullpen, and they ran through the postseason that way. And then baseball started to change to kind of go to that aspect. I think an interesting part of baseball is, so many people have started teaching launch angles and strikeouts okay, but try to get on base and try to not move runners over, but it's like feast or famine, home runs, power, launch angles, driving the ball out of the park. And in the glory days of baseball for me, it was about producing runs. Like you said, you know, a blue single, and it changes the dynamic in a game, and that's how you can win games in the postseason. And I'm not sure there are teams out there right now that would know how to quote-unquote produce a run. There's a lot of power, and then there's a lot of power pitching, and those two things in the postseason is entertaining, but it's not going to be the type of baseball that I was used to seeing when I was younger.
I mean, are you talking about like manufacturing runs, laying down the bunt, sacrificing the runner?
And I think that the rule changes have helped a little bit to allow like more flailing, like spraying across the field. But there's so much where pulling is happening to the point where teams will favor somebody so much they can only do so much, but they're not playing them straight up like they used to, because people would put the ball all over. But that old school producing one run in the postseason, I feel like that's a lost art.
Okay, let me ask you, Josh Naylor to Seattle, does that improve Cal Raleigh's chance at catching Judge, or does that mean that they're going to pitch around Raleigh and deal it with Naylor?
I think they'll start to pitch around him at first, and if Naylor can prove worthy of it and the load and produce the way he has in his career, I think it'll start to switch towards Raleigh getting more pitches to see.
All right. It's an exciting Major League Baseball. We'll do a little bit more of a grab bag here on the other side, Shane. He's Shane Koenig in Denver. I'm Jeff Rich in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to the Saturday Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later.
800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back in. It is the Saturday show here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Shane Koenig rolling with me on a Saturday morning out west. And it's a great time to be in Colorado, I'm sure. If it's anything like it was in Utah for me a couple of weeks ago, just an outstanding time to be a little further north of where I sit in the Valley of the Sun. And it might as well be the surface of the sun sometimes, especially now as we get into August. It gets really humid here. And I feel really bad for the diehards of both the Diamondbacks and the Phoenix Mercury. Because, you know, if you don't park right at the facility, you've got to walk through the sauna. And I've told everybody that my least favorite day to go to the games is the day after today, Sunday, when they play 110 games all summer long in Phoenix. I think that most of the WNBA games are at night, but the weekend games are definitely during the day. And it's kind of funny because they don't stagger the schedule. Like the Orioles and the Ravens, their stadiums are on opposite ends of the freeway from each other. But you might remember this a few years back that the Ravens, as Super Bowl champions, opened on the road in Denver. Because the Orioles wouldn't, MLB and the Orioles wouldn't budge on the schedule to afford the Ravens a Thursday night game there.
They'll talk about how the worst opening day in Broncos history is when they had to put gigantic banners of Joe Flacco on the side of an Invesco Field a mile high. So it is.
Before he played on the team?
No, yeah, but it was when they won the Super Bowl with Flacco. Yeah, they had. So when they opened it up, they needed the outside of the stadium to look like a Baltimore Ravens home game. So the outside of the stadium had Joe Flacco, Baltimore Ravens, banners all the way up and down, like a 35-foot thing of Joe Flacco on the outside of a Broncos stadium, because the Thursday night game wanted it to appear as if it were a Ravens home game. And people still talk about that to this day, about how that weird scheduling conflict led to the Broncos hosting a game, but the stadium looked like it was a Baltimore Ravens stadium from the outside in appearance.
Jacoby Jones passed away recently, and he's the player that was on the receiving end of that throw. That game was in Baltimore. It was against the Broncos and Raheem Moore, but it was in Baltimore, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I was. I could tell you exactly where I was sitting, and the guy behind us was like, "Yeah, we're gonna win." And I looked at my friend and said, "This is gonna be interesting. This game isn't over yet." And Flacco then immediately threw that pass and went over the top, and the Ravens won that game. And then the opening, they went on to win the Super Bowl, and the opening day game was in Denver with Joe Flacco's gigantic picture on the side of the stadium after losing to him in the playoffs. So it was, you lost, you know, it's funny. And now we're going to put a huge shrine on the side of your own stadium.
See, I'm so glad you're a Chiefs fan living in Denver, because if you were a Broncos fan, it'd be kind of tough for us to have the chemistry that we do here. That's a tough game, because I still hate the Broncos because of Elway, and I still hate the Ravens because of obvious reasons. We'll just leave it at that. So, you know, that was a game where it was like, oh, good, the Broncos got screwed over. But in that same breath, I had to, I had to think about it. It's like, oh, that was kind of good for the Ravens. And I would have liked anything more than, the end, the storybook ending that Ray Lewis got. Jerome Bettis got the same thing, and he played for the Steelers at the time. So, of course I was rooting for them to lose, but I didn't actively, I don't really have a problem with Jerome Bettis other than the laundry that he wore after he played for the Rams. But Ray Lewis, I've got some serious issues with, because, he was acquitted, and I'll leave it at that, but, there were two kids from Ohio that were left dead in the streets of Buckhead that night before the, was that the Rams-Titans Super Bowl? It was like frigid cold in Atlanta like all week. It screwed up all the festivities except for the things that were, inside the now, demolished Georgia Dome. But, I didn't want Ray Lewis to win that Super Bowl. But that's wild. And I think that, was it the year that the Chiefs eliminated the Browns in the divisional round that... Yes. The next year, Baker Mayfield went to Arrowhead, and the Chiefs kind of beat him in the same fashion in Week One as they did when they eliminated them from the playoffs.
Yeah, it was one of those matchups where there's like a revenge game, even though when it mattered the year before, the Chiefs won, and then they did a very similar thing to Baker. And looking back, Baker Mayfield and the Browns were never meant to happen, and I'm glad that Baker moved forward and ended up having a much better career. But yes, they did match up with them the next season and in similar fashion and beat Baker up pretty good.
I root for him still. Yeah. The first game that he got to play after leaving the Browns was against the Browns at home in Week One in 2022. I was at that game, and it was a lot of fun. Razzing the after that first interception, I started that Baker Mayfield chant, just like they did for him when he ended the losing streak back in 2018. Other than after that game, I wanted the best things for him. And then he gets released before the season ends. Ends up, hopping onto the Rams taxi squad and gets called into action on Thursday Night Football, which is tough if you've been in that locker room all year long. Let alone if you sign on a Tuesday and you got to play on a Thursday. Baker joked after that win in 2021 against the Pittsburgh Steelers that. It was the COVID year, and it was all taxi squad. He's like, about 20 minutes before the game, this guy named Blake comes over and introduces himself to me. It tells me he's going to be my starting left guard. And Baker went through a lot of that with Cleveland, and Carolina wasn't a great situation for him either. The Rams thing was so brief. It was good to see him catch some traction. God, taking the torch from Tom Brady, of all people, in Tampa. He's got more playoff wins than the Browns do in their entire rebooted existence, between the one that he got with the Browns and the one that he got with Tampa Bay over Philly a couple of years ago. I root for him. I root for a lot of the guys that left the team, and they just, they either didn't get a fair shake or it was just never meant to be for them in Cleveland. In that same breath, I'm going to root for Jameis Winston. I'm not going to root for a Russell Wilson injury, and I'm not rooting for the Giants at all. But if Jameis Winston finds himself getting regular playing time again here in 2025, he elevates his mic time, his air time, and I think that that's only a good thing.
The entertainment value of Jameis Winston in front of a camera more often as a starting quarterback is good for everybody. And I think that when you have a player on your team and they seem to have the bravado to start off, and they kind of get knocked down a little bit, and then they leave and they go on this journey, and they end up coming back and being what you hope they would be. That humility is something that I've always appreciated in an athlete. My favorite athletes are my favorite players to watch when I was younger were Hakeem Olajuwon and then Tim Duncan, and the guys that were amazing athletes and athletic prowess but didn't necessarily need to talk smack to be in front of the camera and having that bravado. And I feel like Baker has shifted a lot to number one pick, I'm awesome, we're going to win, to I think I need to kind of reevaluate what this means to me and how I can be a better quarterback, to now, hey, I do get in front of the camera because I'm the starting quarterback of an NFL team, but it's more about my team. It's more about growing with them. And I love that. And when someone does that, it puts a smile on my face, because I always want the stars to be noticed for their ability on the field, not for what comes when you put them in front of a microphone.
All right. Life after Nick Chubb has been a little bit challenging for me, you know, emotionally. Because, first of all, you know, this guy doesn't get injured. You know, we're talking about him as one of the greatest ever. And I know that it's easy to say that about running backs, but there was just something special about him. He got the ball like three or four times a game when Hugh Jackson was the head coach of that team. And, you know, he took like, you know, out of those five to seven carries, he'd take four of them to the house. I mean, that was how much he took advantage of opportunities sitting behind Carlos Hyde, of all people, in Cleveland. So that's one of the things.
Hugh Jackson, not a Hall of Fame coach. I wonder why. That's weird. It's almost like his eye for talent was bad.
I agree with that. You know, there were rumors that he wanted Josh Allen, though. There were a lot of rumors that he wanted Josh Allen, and that Dorsey was all about Baker Mayfield. Well, you know, we've got some commonality on John Dorsey running the team for a little bit, and then moving on from Dorsey and seeing an improvement in the team.
John Dorsey is the type of person where your stars that are at the top, super solid. You can write them in marker and in pen. But when it comes to third, fourth, fifth round picks that fill out your roster and you're churning those guys at a high level to have high performing teams, awful at it. And when my best friend and I would go through that when he left, that's what we found, is that when he puts someone on the roster that more than likely was a higher pick, they were going to be solid. You could count on them to be really, really good. But when it came to what's supposed to be a third round pick that'll be a starter for you for at least their first contract, and that you fill in the back end of your roster, and if they perform, you give them a second contract, those guys were garbage. And it was always very frustrating on that yin and yang of hits and misses depending on where you pick them in the draft.
All right, let me keep it with the Browns here. Five quarterbacks in the room, honestly four, because you can't really count Deshaun Watson. So no. You've got Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett. One of those two is going to be the starter. And then you got Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders. Sanders is there because he was available in the fifth round. And I think that Stefanski and Andrew Berry were very adamant that they wanted Dylan Gabriel as a project, but they've taken the best player available in the fifth round, and if it adds a fourth, fifth quarterback to your room, so be it. But I think that changes the dynamic of what you were looking at. You were probably looking at Pickett starting, Flacco backing up, and Dylan Gabriel being signed to the team, but being the emergency quarterback, so he wasn't vulnerable to being signed off the practice squad. But now the Browns are kind of in that situation. Do you feel like whoever doesn't get the starting job between Pickett and Flacco will probably not be there in week one?
Yeah, I think they'll have too many players for the positions, and I've never been a big Shador Sanders fan. I think that what Shador Sanders does well, Dylan Gabriel does better. And put either one of them on a practice squad because someone else will scoop them up. So I think whoever the starter is between Pickett and Flacco, the other person will not be on the roster.
Yeah. All right. We got to get out of here, man. Time just absolutely flies when you're having fun. I got Shane Koenig with me in Colorado, Jeff Rich in Arizona. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's the Saturday Show, and we'll be right back to wrap it up.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solutions Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for waking up with us on this Saturday morning. Hope that you got a great plan ahead for the next 2 days. Shane, you know, I put this subject off, but you know what? If we're not going to talk about the Coastals, we should talk about things in between that might not be the most comfortable conversation for us. WNBA obviously has a lot of momentum going for it with Caitlin Clark going into year two. Even though she's injured, the buzz still surrounds the game. But I see players like Kelsey Plum and, you know, really all of them at the All-Star game that are wearing the most tone-deaf message on their T-shirt saying, pay us what you owe us. Yes. I am of the opinion that this is going to be two steps back. I don't think that these ladies have the stones, and pardon the pun or the, you know, metaphor or whatever. I don't think that they have the stones to not play their season. I think that we've seen how destructive strikes and lockouts are to the NBA, the NHL, and Major League Baseball, to the point where we cannot have it with a sport that's still trying to grow, not globally, but just in general, trying to grow to a profitable model of some sort. And for these ladies, and they have to know the truth, for them to go there, it's just, I feel like they're just punching all of their new fans in the stomach with the threat of a labor stoppage. All right, we're right up against it, Shane. Always a pleasure talking to you. Great show. We'll talk to you again next Saturday. We'll have Daniel back. Everything should be back to normal. As for all of you out there, thanks for tuning in with us. For Shane, for our producers at Sports Byline, I'm Jeff Rich. This has been the Saturday Show. Stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now take it, Luda.